Robin, 60 years of life.
Woo! But the one common thread is that we all in some way have been touched by this beautiful man's life, by his generous heart. Honey, happy birthday. Yeah, and I'm just grateful that you were born this day.
They asked me to say a few remarks for your 60th birthday now that you're middle-aged. And I want to wish you a very, 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 very happy birthday. But I want to tell you, at 60, how many people do you know 120? Middle-aged? Make the next 60 good.
My first seminar I went to with Tony Robbins, I was 15 years old, and I've been making my move ever since.
All I want to know is that you're ready.
I think so.
No, you're not.
Crush, okay?
No!
All right, make your move and do your spin.
Boom! Yeah!
You have come from near and far to honor a man whose life has been far, very far from ordinary. It's extraordinary that we have over 3,000 people here.
And all of a sudden, this hand, like a catcher's mitt, sits there and goes in the door and pulls it open like Moses parting the Red Sea. And there he was. Seven stories of white teeth.
The depth and impact of his life and love resonate far beyond this theater. His reach is truly globally transformative.
You start doing things for others. You start living your life with a purpose. And oh, he is the most inspirational when it comes to doing things to help make the world a better place, because ultimately that is the greatest, greatest, greatest feeling.
And if I had to take all the things I've learned in 28 years, it comes back to the greatest lesson you've ever taught me, which is service, servanthood, and a simple act of kindness. I love you. Happy birthday.
Now. You've restored my pride. You've restored my dignity. And you've allowed me to know God's plan for me. And I promise you that I will always, always listen to the language of the soul and not be trapped by the words of the mouth.
You keep inspiring people and lighting the lives of others like you did with mine. God bless you, brother. I hope you live 100 years more, man. You deserve it.
Thank you for giving me a voice to help others at No Limits for Deaf Children, and helping them to have a voice as well. No deaf child should have to go through life without spoken language. So thank you, Tony. I love you, big boy.
You taught me that life was happening for me, not to me. And that has been my guiding force through many challenges in my life. So when something horrible happens, I'm like, oh, this is happening for me. I love you, and I think you are the most special human. We are all so lucky to have you.
I'm asleep, and I need to wake up now.
Audition for Tony Robbins, the movie. So.
And I also want to share a quote, one of my favorite of Tony's, that's always stuck with me. And it's, why live an ordinary life when you can live an extraordinary one? And if we live by that every day, we can make a difference in our lives and in the lives of everyone around us, more importantly. So thank you for the inspiration.
Because of you, we get to save lives and free these angelic souls.
These things with sex trafficking and human trafficking will continue. We have to change the minds and consciousness of humanity.
I knew that was a moment of destiny for me. It was a moment for me as a filmmaker to try to make a difference. So I knew I had to tell Tim's story.
He didn't want to just write a check. He wanted to get his hands dirty. He wanted to go into the darkness to heal these kids.
There are millions of children right now that are 5 or 6 times a day having unspeakable acts done to them. There are children being bought for $10,000 and they're harvesting their organs because a heart is worth $250,000. When you hear numbers like that, it's so overwhelming. but it's helping one child that matters. But I want you to leave here uplifted because you're part of the solution. And if you do nothing else but tell people more about this, if you do nothing else but show them the film or get connected or volunteer some time, it'll make a giant difference.
And thank you, Tony and Sage, for sending this army now out to liberate the lost children and bring them home. Thank you. God bless you.
I will fight.
That's why we're here. Those kids need us. And looking at the wonderful people we have in the room, all of you, all friends of Tony, together I know we can make a change in the world. We have to open our ears and our eyes and focus on this.
Mark and Lynn Benioff couldn't be here, but they wanted us to kick off tonight by donating $1.2 million.
Wow! Yes! Rise up and become the force for good. So everybody stand to their feet because we are going to rise tonight and we're going to raise the money right here for Operation Underground Railroad to save lives.
Where are the badasses?
Who's going to give $250,000? Who's going to give $250,000 right here?
$500,000
Even when they say there's nothing left, so don't give up on.
Thank you all for your donations.
Darkness lasts because we don't bring our light to it, and I can't thank you enough. I know some of you came here to honor me. I'm beyond honored. Some of you traveled from all over. I tried to convince some of my friends not to fly this far and to give up their time because I know how much you love me and I love you, but I cannot thank you enough for what this means because this is a party with a freaking purpose. This is a party that changed lives. So you've participated in something extraordinary tonight. So I want to thank you personally. I want to thank my family. I want to thank my incredible wife. Would you please give a hand for Sage Monty Pearl Robbins?
I truly feel that, you know, we were all guided here for a higher purpose. And when collectively we come together, we can actually choose to be a force for good. I'm just eternally grateful. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your participation. It makes this night not only possible as well, this mission. Thank you. I love you.
Amazing when you can get amazing people together to do things that can change the world in just a little bit, just a little bit. And that little change happens to have a ripple effect.
Right now, as we're sitting here, standing here, there are children that are praying to God to be saved, on their knees, suffering at a level you can't even humanly imagine. And tonight, their prayers were heard by all of us here. And they will be rescued because of this man, his wife, their teams, and all of us. Tonight is an unbelievable victory for the light. God bless you all, and thank you for being here. God bless you. Thank you.